This mindfulness is going to focus on your breath. So I'll have you sit in a regal position and let your eyes fall closed and start to notice your breath. I want you to observe how it feels as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Start clearing your mind of any other thought except for how it feels to inhale and exhale. Breathing in and breathing out. You want to make sure that your mind is clear of absolutely every other thought. You shouldn't think of anything except for the way it feels as you inhale and exhale. Breathing in and breathing out. If you notice your mind is drifting really, really quickly, direct that attention right back to breathing. Remind yourself all you're supposed to focus on right in this minute is your breath, nothing else. Keep your focus entirely on inhaling and exhaling. You'll feel that air moving in through your nose and down your throat, filling your lungs. If you didn't feel that, breathe again, try to do it again. This time, make sure you really notice how it feels as that air moves in through your nose, down into your lungs. And remind yourself to focus only on that. If you have any distractions, just ignore those. Focus on your breath. And on your next exhale, breathe out and notice how your lungs feel loose and relaxed. You might feel that air coming out of your lungs is warmed from being inside of your body. If you didn't notice that, you need to focus a bit harder on how it feels to inhale and exhale. Don't let yourself get distracted by anything else, not noises outside the room that you're in. Not internal emotions or feelings. Don't scratch any itches. Just really focus on that breath and that inhale and exhale. And just keep breathing, making sure that nothing else comes into your mind. Okay, let's stop here. If you are anything like me, that was not a helpful mindfulness practice today. We, as humans, have lots and lots of thoughts that come in and out of our mind. All day long, we're processing tons of information. And so it makes sense that when we stop and attempt to slow down, attempt to get our mind to focus on one thing at a time, that there are still going to be lots of other competing thoughts, whether it's noises outside, an emotion that comes up for you, an itch on your nose. This is 100% normal and expected. So each and every time you're practicing mindfulness from here forward, I want you to not do what you just heard today. I don't want you to sort of punish yourself for having thoughts or chastise yourself for getting distracted. On the contrary, I would have you really be compassionate and understanding of those distractions that come into our mind, even if you are working really hard to focus on one thing at a time. That's the natural way that our mind works, and we can't undo that. With practice, we can slow that down. We can get better at noticing some of those competing thoughts, some of those distractions, and redirect our attention back to what we want to focus on. Though that takes a lot of time and practice and energy, and even after years and years of mindfulness practice, you're still going to have some of those interrupting thoughts. Instead of doing what you just heard here today, when you notice those distractions, I want you to very gently focus your attention back on whatever it is you're focusing on. Keep in mind that the goal of mindfulness is not to perfectly focus all of your attention on your breath for the entire mindfulness. While that might be nice and some people are able to do that, and perhaps you'll be able to do that as well at some point, the goal really is to notice when you do have those distractions and to focus back on what it is you'd like to focus on. That process of distraction and refocus is where we train our brain to become mindful and how we learn to notice distractions and to correct for those distractions by refocusing on what we want to focus on. And this becomes really important when we think about trying to cope with really distressing symptoms or thoughts or emotions like anxiety, depression, hearing or seeing things that aren't there, elevated mood, all of those different symptoms that might pop up for a lot of you who are listening to this. Because you are going to be distracted by those experiences. You are going to get anxious. You are going to have thoughts that make you feel bad. And the goal would be to notice those thoughts and then decide if you want to focus on them. If you do, great, go ahead and keep focusing on them. If you don't, and you feel like you'd prefer to focus on something else, that's when you would use this strategy of noticing and redirecting. So anytime you're practicing mindfulness and you get distracted, you can think of that as a really helpful opportunity to learn how to redirect attention gently and with compassion. So what you heard today is not the way I want you to practice mindfulness. And anytime you practice mindfulness in the future, keep this in mind. Distraction happens. When it happens, redirect your attention and view that distraction and redirection as a growing opportunity.